paranormal actions. There is a legend growing up around Ukraine. It states there is a Ukrainian pilot who has been named the Ghost of Kyiv. The story goes he has been able to shoot down an incredible number of Russian planes. A photo of a pilot claimed to be the ghost has been placed on the internet with the warning by the pilot that he is going to kill a lot more Russian pilots. Some say this is just a story, but others claim the ghost really exists. It seems the Russians are losing far more planes than they should be when you consider the extent of the Ukrainians' air force, which is only about 145 planes altogether. Is the pilot some sort of paranormal being, as some believe? It is also ironic the air defense missile system the Ukrainians have is Russian. It is also not the newest, so one would think the Russians would have had countermeasures against it. There is a street in Manchester, England, which is said to be the most haunted street in the world. The street is named Wingate's Grove in Weston. The street is said to be so haunted the city council had to get involved. An exorcism of the street was carried out by the local church, but only lasted for a few years. The hauntings restarted and have been of the truly frightening type. When a woman wanted to move onto the street, for whatever reason, she was made to sign a disclaimer. The hauntings have been traced back to the first one, which took place in 1993. At that time, a small child said he was talking to a little man in his room. The paranormal experiences then spread. An older child began to feel feelings of dread, but the family stayed anyway, and then the paranormal events began. The event led to someone cutting their foot under strange circumstances. When the brother's girlfriend slept over, she was found asleep standing over the sister's bed. What makes this event even more bizarre is the fact the girlfriend said the sister had done the same thing the night before to her. Is the street really haunted? A lot of things keep happening which just cannot be explained rationally. There is a forest which has gained the title of being the most haunted forest in the world. It is located in Romania. The name of the forest is the Hoia Basiu Forest. It is also known as the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. In all honesty, once you say it is in Transylvania, it almost automatically gets connected to ghosts and monsters in the minds of many people. For one thing, the trees in the forest are mostly all twisted and bent, giving a very eerie appearance. Several people have been killed in the forest, leading to the idea it is haunted. The local population believes the forest contains devils, spirits and monsters. They even throw in extraterrestrials. There is a circular area said to exist in the forest, and this area is believed to contain a portal to another world. Some people who have traveled through the forest have gotten violently ill. These are not the only woods people are scared to enter. There seems to be something about woods, especially dark ones where sunlight has a hard time penetrating, which scares many people. There are different woods in England which are considered haunted for different reasons. The Merseyside woods in England are said to be haunted. Several people who walk their dogs in the woods have said they have heard a woman's voice when no one was there. Others have said they hear a woman giggling, but without a woman being found. The Akigahara Forest in Japan is said to be haunted and just happens to be a place where many Japanese go to commit suicide. Could it be the ghosts of some of these people haunt the woods? Children were playing with a toy before going to bed. They were awoken by the toy asking them to play with them. They weren't scared because they thought this was a talking toy. The next day they told their parents, who were surprised and examined the toy and found out it was not of the speaking type but capable of movement, but in this case, there were no batteries in it. This has never been explained. There are rooms known as the vaults in the South Bridge in Edinburgh, Scotland. The bridge is very old, and in the 1800s the vaults were sealed due to crime taking place. They were forgotten until about the 1980s. People who have entered them since have complained about being scratched and attacked without being able to see anything. A serial murderer had lived there named Mr. Boots, who enjoyed killing young women, and when the vaults were reopened, the body of a young woman was found. There is an idea which states some ski resorts are haunted. One of these resorts is said to be Omni Mount Washington Resort. There is a ghost there which is said to be of a woman who died in 1936. The staff at the resort states she is often seen floating through the hallways. The ghost is said to turn lights on and off. She sometimes appears in the background of visitors' photos. The Stowe of Montski Resort is said to be another haunted location. The inn located there called the Brass Lantern Inn is said to be the center of this activity. Mysterious voices are commonly heard by visitors and staff. They even say they can hear the conversations and what they are talking about. It is about a dance they attended. Many times, people have gone into the next room where the voices are coming from, but nobody was there. The ghosts are said not to be a danger to the living. A story has appeared about a ghost hunter who got himself in a dangerous situation with a ghost. He was investigating the home of Toy Wilcox on a paranormal reality show. As the show proceeded, the investigator could be seen gasping for breath. According to what he said, he was being choked by a ghost. He also said there were different ghosts at the location, but only some of which were evil, and he had met one of the evil ones. As he was being choked, a growl could be heard on his recorder. Was he really being strangled, or was he just a good actor? I will leave that answer to you.